So, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey of Zvachim. Hashochit es hamukdashin lecho shlil o shilya vachutz. So let's say someone, we're talking about different cases, if someone who shechts with, or does various avodos, so the korbanos, with the incorrect intention. So let's say such an individual shechts to eat a shlil o shilya bachutz. So what are the shlil and the shilya? So these are different parts of a fetus, essentially, when you have a woman who's pregnant, and you have, right, except that in this case it's a female animal. So the shlil is the fetus, essentially, inside, and the shilya is that which is known as the placenta. Okay? All right, so we have a little biology over here. Okay, so the question is, so let's say your intention is not to eat the actual gufa korban, but you're bringing, what, a female korban, right? And what happens? It's a pregnant, is that right? So you have intention, you know that. So you have intention to eat, right, part of that part of the animal, bachutz, a very unusual case. So halacha is, right, lo pigel. He does not render such a case as pigel. Why? Right? All right? Presumably because they're not an essential enough part of the korban, right? What are you bringing primarily? Right?
The
living animals that will, or the animal in front of you, right? So that's l'chora. That's the reason that it does not disqualify the animal for a korban. Hamole torin bifnim. Okay, so first lechol beitzehem bachutz lo pigel. So let's define some terms. So first of all, it's malika.
No idea.
What's malika? Malika is the equivalent of shchita for birds, right? So whenever they would bring birds, right? The kohen had, you had the special practice with the big thumb. They had these special training sessions for the kohanim, and they would actually jab in a very particular place with their thumb to puncture the animals, and that was sort of, you know, with any bird korban, that was sort of the rough equivalent of shchita with regard to birds. It's called malika, and it was a very specific science that required great expertise on the part of the kohan, not just anyone could do it. So hamolik torin bifnim. So tor is the turtle dove. It's a particular kind of bird that was sometimes brought on the mizbeach. So halacha, right? So you do malika, right? What's your intention? To eat what? It's eggs. So what's that comparable to? The case of the pregnant mother, right? So it's the same thing. The eggs are to the birds as the fetus or its placenta are to, right, are to its mother, right? So same halacha applies, lo pigel, again, because it's not the actual animal itself. By the way, you can infer from this, that which is clear elsewhere in Maseches Menachos, which is that milika, right, which is also, there are four avodos with regard to a bird korban, that malika also is subject to the halachos of pigel. That if a kohen is bringing a bird sacrifice, that the same halachos can apply. Chalev hamukdashin uveitzei torin. If you have the chalev, what's the chalev? We said last time that's the fats that you're not allowed to eat. Uveitzei torin, right, and the eggs of the sterile doves. In chayavin alehem, right? There's no liability for that. Mishum pigel vinosar vitame, right? And nosar we already defined is that which is left over after the time of eating it expires. Vitame and is not subject to the halachos of tuma. In all these cases, why? Because again, the principle of Mishnah Hay, if it's not the gufa korban, if it's not the essential animal that's being brought as a korban, it's not subject to all the disqualifications of the halachos of the Mishnayos that we have seen. Everyone should go for a daily dose of Mishnah. Have a wonderful day.